Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone-Breck, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. I'm not sure where my co-host and producer, Nicole, is tonight. I hope she's okay and fine. You know, maybe she just doesn't know it's Thursday. It's that kind of a year lately. Anyway, I'm hoping she will join us shortly, because so the show always goes much more smoothly when I have my Nicole with me. Anyway, I hope that you're all sheltering in place and feeling calm and peaceful in spite of everything that's happening. I know it seems like it's been going on forever, but it really hasn't. Anyway, if you want to talk to me, you're going to have to press 1, because I don't know if you want to talk unless you press 1. And once I see that you've pressed 1, I will pick you up, and we will certainly hope that Nicole comes shortly. So anyone who wants to talk, press 1. Okay, I do see that we have a few people pressing 1. Okay, I'm going to go to the first caller. Your last 4 digits of your number are 1835. Hi, it's Cindy. You're live and on the air, and who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Okay, how are things in Wisconsin as far as the coronavirus goes?
Okay, it's a slow curve here, so we're just riding it out.
Okay, are you also sheltering in place in your state too?
I am, yes.
Okay, good. So it's everywhere. Okay, so you must have something on your mind that you wanted to call in about, so why don't you just tell us what's on your mind?
Sure. So I met this girl on a Spanish language learning website when I was learning Spanish, and we started talking, and kind of around, you know, Christmas, New Year's time, really started talking a lot and sort of fell in love. And she has come and visited me for 3 weeks, and it was really great, had a wonderful time, and she's just a wonderful, and we have a great relationship. The only problem is that she lives in Ecuador, and I live in Wisconsin, and this is love in the time of coronavirus, and I don't know what to do.
I love that you say that, because I've been saying that for weeks, okay? And so the problem is you don't know if you guys are going to be able to get together anytime soon. And do you want her to come here to the United States to be with you?
We're going to go back and forth. And, you know, we both have kids, and so that makes things complicated. But we'd like to, at the very least, be able to visit for now. And we can't. So we have a lot of video calls and things like that, but I'm just kind of wondering, you know, how can we keep things interesting in the meantime when we can't be together?
What a great question. And also, soulmates, and I bet you feel a soulmate connection with her. Do you feel like a heart, soul, mind, body connection? Do you feel all those points? You have a strong chemistry with her? Do you have all of that going on?
I really do, yeah.
Okay. And soulmates often have obstacles to overcome. That's the sad part about soulmates. You know, a mediocre version of love, it's a kind of like the old arranged marriage. It was the right size, shape, color. Those usually didn't have many obstacles to overcome, except the fact that you didn't love the person. Okay, but they didn't have the kind of obstacles that soulmates are given. And you guys have a lot of obstacles. You have a long distance between you, and you have the children, and you have to make sure you do what's best for them. And what I could see here in the cards is the two of you are doing everything you can do. And I like the way you're doing, like, the FaceTime. You're doing the face-to-face stuff, so you really have conversations. You don't just text, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you text, too, but, I mean, do you mostly try to talk to her, actually hear her, see her?
Yes.
Good, because that keeps it alive. Do you like also like email and things like that, or message, keep some notes going back and forth during the day?
Yes, we message back and forth too.
Good. And did your children get to meet her too?
My son did.
When she was, and it went, did it go well?
It did, yeah. And he's three,
okay,
so he likes everybody, so it's not too hard.
Oh, sure, of course. But you and your children and her children all need to see a better version of love than what they saw. Are you aware of that? And you two are soulmates, and you're showing will show them a better version of love. In the next few years, it looks like you guys can get closer and closer, but it's going to be this long-distance thing for quite some time. And it's not that it can't survive it. It can survive it if you're determined to have it survive. And, you know, she's definitely a person who deserves to have a good person. She's a very good person from what I could see in these cards. She's a giver. She's a good person. I keep getting the soulmate cards on the two of you. You know, I don't think she'd be able to leave her country. You know, would her ex allow her to leave? You know, I don't think so. Would you know? Could she ever come to live with you?
Have you discussed some future? But it would be a while.
Right, and you know, it doesn't look like there's anything you really have to worry about, other than right now there's not much travel going back and forth. Is it doable? Like once, look, I don't think everybody's going to travel for a while. You realize that the next couple of months, it doesn't look like international travel. So do you have plans for like, I don't know, July or August when everything's open up to visit with each other? Are you trying to keep it so you can visit every, say, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, certainly once things open up, I'm going to zip out to Ecuador as quickly as I can.
Okay, good. And I like the way you wanted to learn how to speak Spanish. Is there a reason for that?
Mostly curiosity.
Okay,
and
now don't you think...
my son goes to a Spanish daycare.
And that's also interesting because your spirit guides got you to want to learn Spanish so that you could meet this woman. Now, don't you think that spirit works in mysterious ways? They knew where your soulmate was and... you know, I'm not seeing that you have really positive cards on this relationship. It is hard. I mean, I'm sure if you could have, in an ideal world, pick someone, you wouldn't pick someone that has such a huge long distance between you. But there's a thing called Kairos time. It's the opposite of Chronos time. Chronos time is the show's on at 7 o'clock. Kairos time is soul time. It doesn't matter how long you're not near each other, the connection is very strong. And that will continue. And you know, your cards are wonderful on the relationship, by the way. I mean, it really is a soulmate connection.
I feel it.
She was praying for a soulmate and wanted one. Did you know that? Because I happen to know her sister is, and I'm sure her sister was talking, grant me a higher love, till she couldn't stand to hear it anymore. And
she said to say hi, by the way, and that you're amazing.
But I'm just laughing because, you know, the grant me a higher love, you know, philosophy seems to, like, pass down to everybody. You know, like, well, she reads the book, she tells her sister about it, who's in a toxic relationship, and now her sister's, you know, out of that relationship, and all of a sudden she finds a soulmate. So this is amazing, and, you know, there's nothing bad in your cards. And you have to try to be creative when you talk to each other. Can you sometimes, like, I didn't know, talk about, different things, a movie that you saw, or both agree to watch the same movie and then talk about it later on. Like, do things that make it like you have a date with each other and connect. And in this day and age with FaceTime and things like that, it's very possible to have a long-distance relationship, you know, if both people are determined to have it and make it work. And to bear with some of the, you know, it's hard to be separated from her. Don't you feel the loss of her when she's not near?
Yes, I do.
Do you miss her?
Yep, very much.
You know, a lot. You must miss her a lot, right?
I miss you, Maria.
And I wonder, in Ecuador, did she even know a place like Wisconsin existed? I barely know
what
it
exists. She knew it was related to cheese.
you know, I actually see very good things. And, you know, do you have a job that's flexible to travel at all?
More or less.
More, okay. And, you know, and with her, she's very smart, too. I hope you realize she's very smart. Have you figured that out?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay. And, you know, everything you're doing now will keep it alive. But it's basically, you know, do you tell her that you love her? Have you gotten that far between the two of you?
Yes, all the time.
Okay, good. Because that's the most important thing. Because the words "I love you" have a DNA. And when you tell someone you love them, it goes inside and heals and reinforces the love. So say the "I love yous" a lot. And, you know, come up with little, like, rituals you do together, whether you sit and you have a glass of wine while she's having one and you're talking. Like, make it a date if you could. I mean, look, this is a virtual reality right now. You're not the only ones having to do this. It's like a lot of people are separated from the ones they love now, and being creative about it. And keep praying to God, because God wants soulmates to be together. Keep praying that God removes any obstacles that are in your way and allows you guys to be together full time in the future. But how was it to spend 3 weeks with her? That's a long time to be with someone, like, around the clock. How did it work out?
It was great. I was kind of surprised at first that she took the risk, but it was wonderful. Couldn't have been any better.
And that's the whole thing.
Well, it could have been better if it was longer.
Right. Well, I love that. And also with long-distance relationships, sometimes people can do this that are commitment phobics because they never actually have to meet with each other. Like, she showed that she was willing to come see you, which made sense because you don't want to feel like you've fallen in love with someone that you haven't met. You know what I mean? Because say you just talked for 2 years and never really met. When you got together, that, you know, it's one thing to, you know, not be in the same room with someone in the same house to see. It's another thing to be with each other on a day-to-day basis. So it was really brave of her and wonderful of her, because this way you know that there is that chemistry there and there is that compatibility. So, you know, you really, you know, it's amazing. Were you wanting a soulmate? Did you kind of wish for a higher love or anything like that?
I've always wanted
about it?
A soulmate, but I don't, it was, you know, she kind of stumbled across me, you know. I was sort of waiting it out after my divorce, just waiting until I felt something, and it just happened, and it's amazing.
Wow. And again, it's called synchronicity, by the way. You know, that you had the synchronicity that got you guys to meet and be together. It's not just a, you know, well, random happening. You know, soulmates are not random. There's nothing random about them at all. It's actually a divine conspiracy of heaven and earth. So, you know, I hope you will call in the future and let us know, you know, creative things that you're doing. As you come up with ideas for long distance, can you, like, share them with us too? Like, what's working?
Sure.
What's intimate? And just, do you try to talk from your soul with her? Like, have meaningful conversations?
Yes.
Because that's the most important thing, because a lot of people that live day to day with each other don't even communicate. You know, they don't even talk.
Right.
They're like, they become strangers. How many? I mean, it's almost less than strangers. So, and they're living in the same household. So, you know, souls are very telepathic too. Have you had that experience yet, where you're thinking about her and then she calls, or you kind of know what she's thinking? Have you had any of that?
Yeah, okay, there are times when I open up the phone to text her and I can see that she's typing at that exact moment.
That's telepathy. Okay, soulmates are very telepathic. So do you dream about her yet? Because sometimes the souls want to see each other and they come to each other on this dream plane. Has that happened at all yet?
I don't dream much. So no, not for me.
Okay, but we'll see. Let me know if that happens. And, you know, I'm really, really, really glad that you called in. And you sound wonderful. And, you know, I'm so glad that you found love, because it's really one of those things that when you find it, it's amazing. Do you think you've ever had a soulmate before? We have more than one soulmate. Or is this your first experience with this kind of knock-your-socks-off thing?
I think I've certainly had people who I had really strong connections with, but did not feel the same thing back. And so that's a whole different can of worms.
Right. That,
This,
no, and
you know, this is the
so,
first time I've really had that connection and had it reciprocated. And yeah, it's wonderful.
Wow. So you're very blessed to have had this experience. So, you know, I'm so glad you shared this with us because, again, a lot of people feel like they're in the same boat as you are right now. And there's no reason you can't make this work. It's going to be challenging and it's going to be frustrating at times, but it's certainly worth it for a soulmate, don't you think?
Yes, I agree.
And have you met your soulmate sister? Did you meet her in person yet?
Yep, I have. Yeah, we stayed at her house for a week.
Oh, and don't you just love her too?
She's great. Hi, Natasha.
Well, thanks for calling in. I'm going to try to get as many calls as I can today, and good luck to you. And if you want a verification that you guys were soulmates, you certainly got it from the alignment of cards that I saw here.
Great. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Bye for now.
Bye.
Okay. Someone typed in the word host. I don't know. That doesn't usually come up unless, I don't know if Nicole's here. I guess not. Maybe that came up automatically, but okay. A little concerned my Nicole's not here, okay? And, you know, with everything crazy that's happening, I just hope that she, I don't know if Jean, if you're listening, Jean Steele, could you maybe text her while I'm doing the show and see if you can find out what's going on with her? Okay, I'm going to get to the next person who is waiting to talk to us. Okay, let me see if I can scroll down. We have like a million listeners here today. And let me see if I can. Can't really get to everybody. If you call in late, it's hard for me to see who's here. Okay, I'm going to go to the last four digits are 4400. Hello, it's Cindy, and you're live and on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. And who is this?
My name is Marissa. I actually spoke to you kind of recently, but I had a different question this time.
Okay, Marissa, how you doing? Are you healthy and well?
I'm doing the best I can, so working here at the hospital, so hopefully, you know, it all goes well.
Okay, Marissa, when you're working at the hospital, I hope you have all the safety equipment
I
that
do,
you need.
I do, and we're not seeing patients in my department, but I definitely have gloves, a mask, all the things I need to stay as safe as possible.
Okay, good, because I almost started crying when I heard you work in the hospital.
Yeah.
You know, these,
yeah,
oh, my God. I mean, like, she's in a hospital. And someone posted something on Facebook. He's a really good actor. Ed Crawford is really great. But he posted he's going to be a superhero this Halloween. He's going to wear a pair of scrubs. Okay? I know. Is that not the truth? Wearing a pair of scrubs makes you a superhero, okay? So you have a different question, so Marissa, why don't you tell us what's on your mind?
So I'm having a lot of dreams that the person I'm with is cheating. Do you think that means anything?
Marissa, I didn't expect that. Somehow I didn't expect that today, okay?
I'm sorry. I know usually we're talking more about, you know, what's going on, but they've been making me lose sleep a little bit.
Okay, now, I take it very seriously when someone has these feelings, okay? Like, either it's, sometimes it's just our gut feeling, but, you know, have you asked him any of these questions? Have you told him that you're, you know, you're having these dreams?
Yeah, he gets defensive, of course.
Yeah, of course. Of course he would. Now, outside of these dreams, I'm going to ask you a serious question. Do you sometimes, you know, get the gut feeling something's up with him?
I used to a lot, but not as much. But once in a while, I will.
Okay. And has he ever cheated on you in the past?
He has.
Okay. It's funny because when he's cheated in the past, how did you find out? Did you find out by your gut? Did you find out because you saw a text?
I had that gut feeling so strongly. So I contacted a girl who I knew that he used to date, and she told me they were still, like, sleeping with each other.
Okay, so that and that must have upset you, didn't it?
It was probably one of the darkest times in my life.
Okay, and how long ago was that?
That was over the last summer. So we've come a long way, but these dreams have been vivid, so I don't know.
Now, you know, part of it is you could be just feeling, you know, your own fear could be coming through with it in the dreams. You know, on the earth plane, not the dream plane, is there anything he's doing that would indicate? Like, is he on the phone a lot? Is he, you know, first of all, he probably can't go out much right now anyway. I mean, he's not going out much.
He's very secretive with his phone, very.
Okay. Now, couples, you know, I know we have to lock our phone so that if a stranger should find our phone, God forbid, they don't see all our personal information that's in that phone. But I'm not a huge fan of couples not knowing each other's passwords. Okay, with my husband and I, we both have the same password. I could use his phone. He could use any one of my computers at any time, my iPad. You know, did you ever ask him if you could see his phone?
Yeah, he told me no.
Okay, now, the thing about that, it's a little troubling. First of all, you know, people can, you know, there's plenty of men who are really good cheaters and liars. So they'll say, they'll let you look at their phone because then they have a burner phone hidden somewhere. Or, you know, they just delete everything. But anyone who's that secretive with a phone would make me get suspicious. You know, the cards that I have on him is not 1,000% good. Like, okay, like, I wish I had seen better cards on him. And that's why I'm very reluctant to ever accuse anyone of cheating because that's a serious offense. Or, you know, I don't want couples to break up for, you know, unless there's a legitimate reason going on here. But what I'm seeing in the cards and what I'm getting from your gut is that he may be the kind of guy who might just, you know, you might be talking to another woman, texting. Have you ever seen him do that, text other women or talk to them?
I suspect he does. I don't think it's physical, but I definitely think he talks to women behind my back.
That's what I see here. I see more of the sexting, texting, and, you know, as a relationship expert, you know, I've come to the realization that cheating is what your partner thinks is cheating. In other words, if you think someone, your boyfriend texting other women or sexting other women is cheating, then it's cheating. He needs to get a new girlfriend, a different girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's what you think is cheating. And, you know, have you talked to him about this, that you don't like when he's texting other women and stuff? Did you have that conversation?
Yeah, I have, but he's a little bit toxic, so he just will yell at me and curse at me.
I don't even think he's a little bit toxic. You're a little too kind, okay, because the card that I got on him is the devil card. Now, what does the devil card indicate? Toxicity, something that could easily become a toxic relationship. Like, you know, bullies or manipulators, like people who, you know, have their temper tantrums and, you know, gaslight us and, you know, every question becomes a war battle zone. We tend to shut the hell up with these people, okay, and they shut us down. But, you know, it seems to me like he's a man who wants to call all the shots. You know, it's his way or no way. And, you know, you're going to have to realize he has traits of what I would call an unfixable. He manipulates. Have you seen that with him? He can manipulate.
Yes.
I can see he's highly judgmental because when you say anything, he's judging you. Okay? And he's not always accountable for his behaviors. Now, when you caught him cheating with his ex, did he admit it, say it was true? Did he deny it?
No. He said I deserved it.
Oh, okay, that's exactly what I'm talking about, that he's not accountable for his behavior. You deserved it. That is a terrible, terrible thing to say, okay? And I want you to love yourself the way you would love your daughter. If a man pulled this crap on your daughter, cheated on her, and then blamed it on her, and when she asks questions, he shuts her down, what would you be telling your daughter to do in this situation?
To to run away.
Uh-huh. I like the way you say run away. You didn't say walk away. You're like, run. Run for the hills. Now, I want you to love yourself the way you love your daughter. Okay, the way you would love your daughter. You would so want to protect her. And in this day and age of HIV, and I wish people were as concerned as of getting STDs as they are getting this, virus here. Like, you know, it's dangerous for him to be cheating. It looks to me like he's definitely up to no good. I don't even know if he's cheating with someone now because I don't know if he's, you know, capable of going anywhere right now to see anybody else. But how long have you been with him?
For 3 years.
3 years? Okay. Relationships tend to work in 5-year cycles, but 3 to 4 looks like, you know, your gut's pretty strong. Those dreams are not coming for no reason, okay? And I tried to give him every benefit of the doubt, even when I threw the card right away, which told me I wouldn't trust this man as far as I could throw him. But, at this point, do you live with him?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and is he home most of the time now?
Yeah, and I'm working.
Okay, and he's not working right now?
No, because his job's not essential.
Okay, because it looks to me like he's got way too much time on his hands. And he doesn't look like he's got a lot of hobbies, okay? You know?
No.
So what do you think he's doing all day when he's home?
Probably smoking, playing video games, or what I believe is talking to these women because he has no other thing. He's bored.
That's what I'm saying. Because I'm not seeing this. Like, with me, I have a little more downtime because I don't have my psychic parties that I'm not doing too late. So, you know, I'm writing and I'm cleaning. I'm organizing. I have a lot of stuff I do, like, all day. It looks to me like too much downtime for this man is not good. So, and you're really, you know, stressed out with your job right now. You don't really need additional stress, I'm telling you right now. And you don't really want to blow this whole thing sky high right now because I don't think it's the, you know, you guys are kind of locked in together.
Right.
Is there any place he could, is it your apartment, his apartment, both of
yours?
No,
it's ours. Yeah.
And if you were to leave him, do you have anywhere you could go to?
I do. I have family that will take me and the baby, of course.
Okay. And how old is the baby now?
She's 1.
Okay. So you do love that daughter like crazy, right?
Of course.
And do you want her to relive what she's seeing? Because people relive the marriage or the relationship they saw the first 5 years of life, particularly the first 3 years. Are you showing her a version of love that you want her to duplicate?
Most probably not, no.
Okay, so, you know, it's
like with her,
going to be
her father. I mean, I love her, but.
And how does, and is he a good father?
He loves her, but he doesn't do anything for her.
Well, because he's a narcissist. Have you figured that out? He's a narcissist.
Yeah.
They don't
so
do much for anybody.
When I feel these things, I don't know how to address them to him because he just yells at me or...
You know, I was raised by a father who was a screamer, a yeller, who, you could never say anything to him. You don't want your daughter really raised in a house where you're with a man that just yells at you when you ask him things. It makes a war zone in the house. It's scary for children. You know, you don't want your daughter to see you as a victim of him, do you? Like,
no.
You know, because he screams at you and yells at you. I mean, when we were growing up, you know, I remember always being fiercely protective of my mother because my father was crazy and screaming. And yet it wasn't my job to protect my mother from my father. It was her job to protect us from him and herself from him. And, you know, later on I could forgive my father. He was nuts. But I had more of an issue with my mother. Why didn't you protect us from him? And,
right.
You know, he's not abusive to her now. And maybe he won't be, but I doubt it, okay? Because a man who, like, yells at you, and you have a daughter, and men like that sometimes just don't like women. You know, by the time she's a little bit older, he'll be, you know, yelling at her too. So it's, you know, I know you wanted to try to make this work because you're, you know, you have a child, and, you know, nobody wants to be a single mother. But in many ways, it looks to me like you're worse than a single mother because you work, you take care of your daughter, and then, you know, there's a Russian expression, one man's like two children. This guy's like having two other kids. You know, you're more taking care of him, your mommy, to a boy. And then, you know, he could be the big master yelling at you, but you're not two equals. And I think you know the answer. And, Marissa, I don't think you would have called into our show tonight if you didn't know the answer. Like,
yeah.
Maybe you just need to hear it, you know, spelt out to you. And I wouldn't even fight with him over it because he's a liar. That's what the cards indicate. He lies a lot. He's never going to tell you the truth. He's going to twist and turn it. And, you know, so what's the point in, you know, you trying to be as, you know, honest or ask him if he's just going to lie and, you know, fight with you and make it nasty? Does your family not like him very much?
They didn't. They still don't, I'm sure. They just don't tell me that.
From what I could see is they're just not, you know, they're nice people trying not to make trouble here. But
yeah.
I also got the card that shows you that there's a card that indicates like a father that's there but not there. Like, I'm not even sure if you were to move out how much he would have to do with you and your daughter later on. And are you worried that he's not going to be around much for her?
I used to, but now I know that, like, we'll be better off regardless.
Oh, yeah, and that's what
I do,
I'm seeing.
Because I do a lot without him now, and we live together, so to me it wouldn't make a difference.
Right, exactly. And, you know what you need to do. It's kind of, you know, a hard time to do it, but, you know, I'm not, this man is an unfixable. Did we ever discuss that before?
Yes.
He's an unfixable? Okay, because, you know, again, I tried very hard to give him the benefit of the doubt, okay, because, you know, nobody wants to nuke a family. That's not my job, okay? You know, and if he were fixable, and I thought he was fixable, but is he over the age of 25?
Yeah, he'll be 26 this year.
Okay, important, because over the age of 25 is when people become unfixable. When you met him, there was still a chance you could fix him, okay? Now he's approaching 26. That brain chemistry is getting really solid. He's only going to get worse with time. I mean, and if you want this to work at all, you would have to put 2 feet back in, and I don't think you can really put 2 feet back into this relationship right now because he's not going to tell you the truth. In taking 2 feet out, going to live with your family or doing something else, doesn't mean it's over, okay? Doesn't mean it's over. But taking the 2 feet out would give you an opportunity to, you know, see if he doesn't get some help or get some therapy or realize he's going to lose you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I just
try
feel
that.
If he does lose me, I'm sorry. I feel like if he does lose me, that he'll just replace me, that he just, you know, he's done it before, so...
I know that, and he can't be alone. And
no.
He will replace you in record time, and I want you to meditate on the fact that do you want to stay with a man or sacrifice your life for a man who will replace you in 20 seconds? Like, no, not really. And, you know, I know you've been trying to make this work, but, you know, what I see, the good news is you're going to be granted a soulmate. Or you would be with a soulmate. Wouldn't you want to be with someone who loves you heart, soul, mind,
yeah.
and body, who works hard, who treats you and your daughter with respect? And, you know, there's nothing dire about your cards, okay? You have, like, a really good future. I just don't want you wasting so much time. And the more time you spend with him, almost the more time you'll stay with him. And, you know, understanding what makes people unfixable, manipulative, judgmental, not accountable. He has some addictions on top of it. The prognosis of him changing for the better is about 2%. Like, it's not impossible, but it's bad odds. And so, you know, you've got a beautiful daughter. She will be fine, you know, with you. But you know, when you're working, who's watching her when you go to work?
My mom.
Okay, but so he doesn't even watch her when you're...
No.
I mean, he's home all day not working. He doesn't watch his own daughter?
No.
You know, that's what I'm saying. What the hell does he do all day? Okay,
your generation,
he probably looks at porn. You know, they just do bullshit and video games like they're 13-year-old boys. But this is not healthy for you or for anyone. But your whole generation are mommy to boys that don't want to grow up. And, you know, I wish I saw better cards on this. And the fact that you're dreaming that he's cheating, you know, I'm sure he's texting and sexting and whatever. And you don't need that feeling. And once you can't trust somebody, it's already over. Do you realize that? You don't even want to be spying on them. You know, if you've got to start spying on people, it's over, the relationship.
Right.
Right? I mean, at that point. Can you do me a favor and, like, call in again and let us know what you decide?
Yes, thank you so much. I know this was a definitely different topic on a more sensitive topic going on, but...
No, and you know what? You're not the only one in this boat, okay? There's a lot of people in this boat. And, you know, the longer you stay, the longer you're going to stay. But, you know, I think the most brilliant thing channeled from the other side to me was the concept of unfixable and the traits that make them unfixable. And I've lived a long time, and I have yet to see someone with those traits change for the better. I wish to God I could say I did, but I didn't.
We want to hope for them, but...
We want to hope. We want to think we could fix them. And all they would want, you want to show your daughter a happy version of love. You're going to regret it later on. You're going to regret that you didn't show her how a man treats a woman. You know, how a man, you know, when you want a man who during this, he's not working, he's watching your daughter, he's cleaning up the house, he's making you some dinner, he's figuring out ways he could make money while he's not working. You know, wouldn't you want... He's not the kind of person you want to be in a foxhole. And that's the question I want everybody to ask. Are you with someone you want to be in this foxhole with right now? Because he's not the kind of person protecting you. And that's what we have to think about. If we're with someone who is going to help us and protect us during this time. And he certainly isn't doing that. So call in again. You know I adore you, by the way. I adore you. And I only
appreciate
wish you...
you
know,
very, very
happiness
much
for you, and you know that we're here for you, okay? And you know, call in again and let us know, okay? Because it's a lot of women in your same boat.
Thank you so much, and stay safe, please, with the fires. Everyone listening, so
what hospital are you working in? What hospital are you working?
I work in the VA hospital in Northport, the Veterans Hospital.
Wow, you work so hard.
But I work for the veterans.
Oh, great. And please, you stay safe, and you are like the superheroes, okay? Whenever I think I have a hard job, I go sit in an emergency room for an hour, and I think, no, I got an easy job, you know? So good luck, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye. Now, I don't know if Nicole's here yet.
I am.
Okay, Nicole, I'm just so glad. I was just worried. Where were you? How are you?
Working. I was working and I completely lost track of time.
Okay, that is always fine with me. I just get nervous and, you know, with the virus when I call people for readings and they're not there.
No. I was working because, you know, I think I went into it last week a little bit. You know, my company has not really been doing so great. The locations are doing fine. It's just headquarters. So we're down to our last, like, three people. And I'm one of three. So, so there's a lot of work going around. And I started at 7 and I ended at about 7:30. And I want to thank Karen because Karen said, hey, Cindy's looking for you. Are you okay? And I didn't even answer the text back yet. I just went, oh, fuck, it's Thursday. And then I ran. And I logged off of everything I was in and I jumped into Blog Talk. And I already queued up a caller for you, Cindy. So
Okay, and thank you, Karen, because I asked for Jean. I couldn't scroll down and even see if Karen was here because there were so many. We just have so many listeners, and I'm like, where? And
then I came and I said, of all days for me not to be here on time, I see all these 9,000 freaking callers. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
And I'm like oh, my God.
I can't find Karen's number on here.
Right, and that's what was happening to me. I'm like, I don't know who's listening and who's not. But I want you to then, just go down to the 516. I think it's 796. I just now, because I lost the track of the number here again, because every time a new caller comes on, this thing goes.
Yeah.
But I have another piece of paper here, because I can't find it there. Okay, it's the last four digits of 5013.
Okay.
And it's a 516 number. Okay.
Okay.
And you'll
gotcha.
Do her next.
Yeah, I already have somebody screened, so we'll do this one, and then we'll go to the last person that I screened.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
So you pick up whoever you're picking up.
Yeah. Hello, 5013. You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy. It's Christine.
Hi, Christine. So, yes, you were texting me a little bit. I'm so glad that you're calling in, and I have to thank Christine because I was at her house once, and her wood floors were beautiful. And
yeah.
She was the guy, Mr. Sandless, and I love it because there was no sand, and I had them do my floors, and I'm so happy because they do it in like 4 hours, no sand, no mess, and my kitchen floor looks so much better.
Yeah,
so
I'm glad
you
used them and you were happy. You're welcome. How are you guys doing?
It's just killing
everybody
me to see
safe?
Those floors bad. You know, so thank you. So, Christine, you were kind of mentioning some things to me, so why don't you just fill in our listeners?
Okay. A couple weeks ago, I got, Alexa's talking. I got the rug pulled out from underneath me. I was in a relationship living with a guy. We had what I thought was a really great relationship. We talked about everything. We never fought. We did everything together. We enjoyed each other's company. And I went down to Florida to visit my mom and dad. And the day I was due to come back, I called him to tell him what time he needed to pick me up at the airport. And his response was, take a train, take an Uber, call your son, find your own way home. He said, you're a resourceful woman. You'll figure it out. Meanwhile, he was using my car the whole time. I was absolutely floored and in shock. So I called my son, and I said, Joe, you might have to pick Mommy up at the airport because Keith is not going to pick me up. And he's like, what? I said, I don't know. I said, but I can't tell Grandma and Grandpa because they'll be worried sick. So I'll call you when I get to the airport, and we'll figure it out. And I got to the airport and just bust out hysterical crying. Couldn't imagine where this was coming from. And I texted him, and I'm like, I can't believe you're going to just leave me stranded at the airport. And meanwhile, a friend of his texted me. And I said, Frankie, I'm so upset. And he said, call me. And I call him, and I'm crying my eyes out. And I said, Keith's going to leave me stranded at the airport. He's like, what? He goes, Keith called me today looking to borrow $500. I'm like, what? Frankie goes, Chrissy, I'll pick you up at the airport. So I'm at least relieved that somebody's going to pick me up, okay?
Of course.
Then Keith responds to my text, and he calls me, and he says, just like this, we're over. I went, what? Over. I'm like, where is this coming from? I'm like, everything was fine. I'm like, just talk to me. We're over, Chris. Over. Cindy, I was devastated. Devastated. Like, I can't tell you. In shock. Never saw it coming. Pulled the rug out, punched me in the gut, didn't see it coming.
And why did he need $500?
I don't really know, but it became an ugly thing. It turns out that while I was gone, he was cheating on me with a 23-year-old crack whore.
Because I hear drugs here. Do you think he's using drugs? Because I hear a lot of drugs here. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, well, it turns out that, yeah, that was the case.
Because that's what I'm seeing here. I'm saying you didn't know who this man was because you're not a drug user, so you weren't picking up on some of it. But
I found paraphernalia in my car when I got back.
Oh, yeah, that's just nice. So that if you got pulled over by the police, you got this paraphernalia in your car that you didn't even know where you're from.
Yeah, I found it in my car. Did you see that he stole money from me, too?
Oh, yeah. What I'm trying to tell you is the man's a drug addict. Okay.
Yeah.
And
he stole $1,200 from my safe.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was absolutely shocking.
And again, you're a pretty good judge of character, except when you like somebody, like all of us, your blinders went on. There were red flags that you ignored. Okay. And when you look back at it now, you know, sometimes, you know, we're what God calls the great crap takers and the great enablers, good people. We know we take a lot of crap from people. We're tolerant and we enable people and we don't see like they're, we're just saying, oh, he's moody, not that he's using drugs. We think, oh, he's just a moody guy. You know what I mean? And, you know, you're better off without him. By the way, I know you loved him, and really what your soulmate who died, Pepe, is saying to you is that you're mourning now for Pepe as well because he's not here. And, you know, every loss brings up all the other losses. So Pepe's saying,
you know,
don't give this man so much credit.
Do you know something that's so bizarre about this? I never really have dreams of Pepe. And two nights before this happened, I had a dream of Pepe. And Pepe was in my dream along with his twin brother. And when I woke up and I laughed. And I said to Pep out loud, I said, thanks for visiting my dreams, Pep, but do me a favor. Next time, leave Billy out of it. And I laughed out loud. I said, you know what I'm saying? I thought, that was pretty funny, right?
Right,
and
exactly.
When this happened, I realized that Pepe must have been trying to tell me something, that something wasn't right. You know what I'm saying?
Right, he was trying to tell you that this man is not good.
Yep.
Okay.
And of course, in the few days and week to follow, what did I keep finding but white feathers everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
So I know Pep's been around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's been around a lot. He's not upset that you're broken up with him. Also, he showed you this man, his character. He left you stranded, you. And again, what did I say to our last call? Is this the kind of person you want to be in a foxhole with right now? Because we're all in a foxhole right now.
And you know
okay.
what's the messed up part? While I was in Florida, my dad and mom had been in the Bahamas and came home the day before. My dad almost drowned. He went on Roaring Rapids, which at 77 years old, is not blowing Roaring Rapids. And the thing capsized, and he almost drowned, and he hurt his arm. He couldn't move his arm. And my mom comes back coughing, and a few days into it, we were supposed to get up and go to one of the casinos, and my father goes, we're not going to the casino today. I'm taking your mother to the hospital. I go, what? He's like, my friends think I should have her tested for the virus. I go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I said, well, I'm not going to the hospital. I refuse. I'm not going. Take mommy, but I'm staying here. And meanwhile, I have no car. I have no keys to the apartment. I don't know any of their friends' phone numbers. I don't know which condos they're in. And I'm pacing the floors, panicking the whole time. I can't reach him by text. He's not answering his cell phone. I'm going, what if they get quarantined? What the hell am I going to do for 14 days? What am I going to do?
Right.
Keith's response was, call Domino's. I'm like, great. So, of course, my mother didn't have the virus. She had bronchitis. They tested her, and she was clear. But it was a miserable time because I'm sitting there taking care of the two of them. And, of course, go to Florida, figure I'm going to have at least nice warm weather. No. I had one pair of jeans, one pair of capris, and six pair of shorts. And all I wore was my same pair of jeans and capris and a sweatshirt the whole time I'm there. I'm like, great. I'm like, this is a really enjoyable trip. Doing their laundry, doing their dishes. I'm going, yeah, this is fun. I couldn't wait to come home to my two best men. I'm like, my son and my boyfriend. And with the coronavirus, all I wanted to do was hunker down and be safe with them. And what do I get? What do I come home to? Anarchy.
Well, this is something that you needed to know who he is better than sooner than later. Okay. And he just showed you that this is a man that you can't trust. Okay. And this is a man who you just didn't know who he was. Okay. You didn't know who he was. And, you know, there's nothing but, you know, I know you're mourning and you feel terrible and you feel a loss for this, but, you know, I'm glad that you found out sooner than later. Okay, I'm glad you found out sooner than later.
And I mean, I wound up letting him stay here a few more days because of the coronavirus, because I said to his mother, I can't just throw him out on the street with nowhere to go, even though I wanted to.
But he would have kicked you out on the street.
Yeah, I know, but I couldn't live with my conscience because that's the kind of person I am. I'm like, what if he gets the virus, you know, and it's my fault? I'm like, when you get back from Florida, you need to pick up your son, and if you put him on the street, that's on you, not on me. So it wound up being four more days of me crying and trying to get – I got a lot of answers, which helped me get a lot of closure. But basically, I'm like, why did you do this? And he's like, basically, I couldn't – it was coming anyway, Chris. But he goes, I couldn't let you think that this was more serious than it was. I couldn't picture us walking down the aisle. And I said, walking down the aisle? I said, I never intended, never thought about marrying you. Not for one single second. I said, I never had any intention of marrying you. I said, I was perfectly content with the way things were. I said, people stay together for years and don't have to get married. The only person I ever wanted to marry was Pepe. There was never a thought in my mind of getting married. So he was like, what was the purpose of all this? I'm like, I was happy with you. I was content with you.
You're twisting and turning things because, you know, he cheated on you. Okay?
Yep.
So, you know, at this point, you know, he's twisting and turning things. So, you know, I'm just glad that you, you know, that you finally wised up and saw the light. And it wasn't you. It was Pepe that made you see this. He wanted you to see it and see who this man was. And now where is he? Where is this man now?
He moved to Florida.
Okay, goodbye. Good riddance.
Yeah.
I know you have to mourn for it because, you know, you had feelings for him, but, you know.
Yeah,
do you realize
feelings.
But do you realize you didn't really know who he was?
Apparently not.
And, you know, when you look back at it, do you realize you ignored red flags?
I guess so. I mean, you know, I guess I saw what I wanted to see. You know,
right.
Like I said, the thing is that we got along so well. We talked about everything. He was my best friend. We didn't fight. We enjoyed the same things. We went everywhere. We did everything together. It just was really good.
But
so, as far as I was concerned, we had a very good relationship.
Right. And again, how, you know, think about it though. You didn't realize his drug use. Okay. You didn't see that.
Yep.
And you also, you know, you tended to probably believe a lot of stuff that he said, like, you know, about things that looking back, you could realize that the people he was complaining about in his life, maybe he realized why they left him or why he didn't have these people in his life anymore.
Well, the one thing that I did always say to him was that it was always about you. No matter what, you know, first of all, I hate to say this on the air, too much sex. Drove me up the friggin' wall. 2-3 times a day. I mean, I'm in the middle of doing my taxes, and he wants to stop me and have sex. I'm like, will you leave me alone? Just leave me alone. I'm busy right now.
Well, do you realize he had sex addiction? You were ignoring, kind of not. He had sex addiction, and you know these are things you know you just ignored about him. Okay, I mean he's not a nice person, and just like we spoke with Marissa before, I mean this seems to be the night of the deadbeat guys. Okay, you know.
Yeah, seems that way.
That don't want to grow up and you know all of that. But you're much better off without.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want to grow up.
I know you're mourning for him, but you're much better off without him because I'm just not seeing anything good about him at all here. And I'm not even seeing he's long for this earth because he's really abusing drugs. So you don't want him ODing in your house, do you?
No. Mm-mm. Definitely not.
You need it.
I mean, he's gone. He's gone. He's in Florida, and I wouldn't take him back. I would not be anybody's second choice. You know, you tell me you're in love with a 23-year-old crack whore. I mean, hello. First of all, what do you have to offer her? Nothing. That, first of all, and what do you want with one like her? Hello. You know, really, that's what you want for your life? Best of luck to you then.
Well, also remember, he's a drug addict, so he wants to be with someone who's into drugs. You know what I mean? That's,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, after a while, that's what, you know, what he wants. But it doesn't look like, it looks like to me he may try to contact you in the future. And I would tell you,
we're
he's not
still
your
in
friend.
Contact
I don't
because
care what happened to him.
We're still in
you
contact
know.
Because I plan on getting my money back. I made him sign a document and had it signed and notarized. That he will pay me my money back, and if he doesn't, he got into a motorcycle accident. I'll put a lien against his motorcycle accident. Plain and simple.
Okay.
So, you know, signed and notarized. He just got approved for disability, and document clearly states that once the check clears, he is to pay me back.
Okay.
So,
he's getting disability, but he can have sex 3 times a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All righty then.
Well, he's getting disability because he's bipolar.
Okay. Well, so, and he's bipolar and he's self-medicating. So, you know, at this point, I think you ignored a lot of red flags with him. And,
I just accepted that was who he was. And, you know, it wasn't harming me. You know what I'm saying?
No, but again, you know, from now on, we do try to stay away from men with all these problems, please.
Toxic issues.
Toxic
yeah, well,
issues,
is there going to be a good one for me?
Yes, there is, okay. And Pepe said he didn't pick this one, so don't blame him on this, okay? You know? Okay. He promises to bring you a soulmate, and you know, yes, you have a, you know, you will be brought a soulmate. Right now, just use the downtime to sort of like mourn for the ending of this relationship, to examine the red flags that you ignored, so that it never happens again. So
you
don't
know, it's
get
not like
things.
We're going anywhere for a long time. So, and I was just going to bring
right.
up Pep. He said he was going to bring me a soulmate. So, I'm waiting on you, Pep.
Right, he will bring it, now I'm so sorry that we didn't get to Maria today. Can Maria, Nicole, can you? Tell Maria that if she calls in the beginning of the next show, I'm going to mark down that we're going to pick up Maria first next week.
Yes,
and
absolutely. Actually,
Maria,
I think that Maria may have gotten a little bit out of this call too. Anyway, you know, not necessarily the entire situation, but just in that, you know.
Thank you guys for
listening,
and thank you for your words of wisdom, Cindy. I guess I just needed to hear it from you.
Okay, good. And call in again and let us know how you're doing. And
thank you. Appreciate
stay
it.
Well
I hope you
and
guys stay safe. And yep, you too. Stay safe and well. You and Nicole and TJ.
Be careful.
And good luck to everybody.
Thanks. Okay. And with
bye.
Maria, I think you know the universe probably wanted something's probably gonna play out this week. That
yeah,
God would want me to read her next week and not this week. So Maria, will you please call in next week and let us know, you know, and pay attention to what may play out this week. And then we'll do the reading. Okay. And thank you, Nicole, for joining me.
Yes,
please
so sorry,
everybody stay safe. That's okay. Please stay safe. I know these are like tense times for everybody. It's really hard
yep.
to, you know, to focus as much as we're trying to focus. It's, you know, I feel like there's a tsunami that like we're just waiting for to catch, get us, you know, like,
yep.
and we wonder if we're far enough away from the tsunami. And
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, it's a little scary, you know, this feeling inside for everybody, but that's why we're here because life is going on too. So, Maria, we'll get to her next week. And thank you so much for everything, Nicole. And we'll speak next week, everybody.
Absolutely.
Stay well. Bye.
Bye.